And welcome once again to Startober. We have had some fabulous guests on Startober, and this one is definitely special. By that, I mean Tyro Jackson has got us another great guest right here on Startober, the Big D Zone. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you. He is the producer and the executive producer and the host of the most talked about television show I'm talking about, Tyro Jackson's Breakthrough. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest, my co-host, Tyro Jackson.
Big D, I don't know what you've been eating every show. It seems like you're so excited. And I'm glad about it. Tonight we have a special guest. I just met this young man today. It was so funny because I was trying to find you a guest, like I promised you yesterday, and I just found him today, and his name is Minister Donnell James, and he has he's a singer, a gospel singer. He's also a minister. He did his debut at the Cotton College. He's been singing opera as a tenor. In 1979, he sang for Martin Luther King Sr. and Martin Luther King III at Fort Jackson. He did some opera in Germany from the Handel. He sang live on the radio every Sunday in Hartsville, South Carolina. And he also sang gospel in many of gospel groups. So tonight, we have Minister Donnell James.
Wow. Welcome to Big D Zone, Minister.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm Minister Daniel James from Hartsville, South Carolina. We started in New Jersey, New Jersey at this time.
All right.
Now, Tyro, you have any questions? You have any questions for our guest?
Well, I want to ask Minister Donnell James, how long have you been singing the gospel, and what has inspired you to want to sing gospel music?
Well, I've been singing gospel music ever since I turned the age of about 7 years old. What really inspired me is that my Aunt Meg, my Aunt Jean, they listened to great artists such as Sam Cooke, Rita Franklin at that time, and it just inspired me so much to just get into the gospel field because I was brought up in the church, even though I do sing opera, but I stayed in the gospel field somewhat.
All right, that sounds excellent. Do you have a CD that's coming out or anything?
I do have one CD with one song that I did a little over a year ago, trying to go back into the studio. But at this time, I'm sitting here now with my manager, Mr. Kevin Mango, and we're talking about going to the studio shortly. So we're in the process of working on something now in the gospel field. What we're trying to do, we're trying to bridge back the old hymns. I love gospel, but I want to do something a little different. I want to, I guess something that Clark Pearson has said he wanted to just go back into the hymns and bridge the old gospel. So all my heart what God is doing, I want to go back into the feel of some of the old patriots that sung their songs, His Love is Deeper Than the River, and His Eyes on the Sparrow, and just bridge back the old gospel, the bridge that brought us across.
Wow.
That's where it all began. It began with our pioneers, such as Mahalia Jackson, James Cleveland, Sam Cooke, and his group, and they have brought gospel music to the table, so we got to always remember where gospel music began. So that is a wonderful thing just to bring back the old traditional gospel, and a lot of young people today don't really respect the gospel music from the past. you know, they're so used to the Kirk Franklins and
true
the
Donnie
McClurkins and all. But they all good, but we got to remember, you know, the gospel music that paved the way.
And they was, I like to add something to that. They was there before the Kirk Franklins and the Donnie McClurkins. I mean, they was even there before all of us who wanted to be in this genre put together. So we got to respect those who pioneered the gospel music industry, and we thank them for that.
Yeah, and we thank you, Minister James,
Mr. Daniel James,
you know, bringing back, you know, the old-time way. And are you going to sing it like it's normally been sung, or are you going to add a little bit, something different to what it was?
I want to do it as it originally is. I want to really do it in the flavor of Mahalia Jackson, because when I look at today, this song Mahalia sung, "That We Shall Overcome," and when I look at history that's being done now as far with the presidency, I said, you know, that song was done years ago, but it's bridged the gap of what's going on today. So I want to just do it in that flavor that it was done back then.
Okay, that's only fair.
And I want you to know that I have just done a show at WJTB, which is a radio station here at New Jersey Institute of Technology. Whatever I get to do other radio shows in the studio, I would definitely love to be able to play the CD, any CD that you have coming out. It would be a pleasure and honor to put the CD out on the air for you.
Thank you so kindly. Could you hold 1 minute, please?
Okay. While he's doing something right there, let you know that Terrell Jackson and Brother Lee and the Fellowship Empowerment Center is going to be presenting Evening of Gospel or Afternoon of Gospel at Bojangles. It is in, what's the address on Broad Street? Is it Tyrone?
Don't get me lying. Let me find out. Hold on.
Well, it's not.
All right, ladies
and
gentlemen.
It's on Broad Street, right across the street from City Hall, and right across the street.
That's all I can say. Across from City Hall.
Praise the Lord.
And God is traveling mercy.
And please come early. If you have to come at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, or something like that, please come early. It is expected to be packed. There are two or three church choirs will be coming in as well. My good friend, my co-host, is finally releasing his CD. I'm so excited about this event. My friend's putting out a CD, and I'm so excited to be a part of that event. And I can't wait to play his CD on another radio station. And Tyrone, you have to send this CD over to BBS Radio when it's done, and then we'll air your one or a couple of your poems from your CD. So you got to send one to BBS Radio, and I'll play it on my other stations when I go on the air there. I was supposed to play it today. I was so excited about the taping that we did. That I forgot the CD. I was like, the CD! So,
yeah.
Do you have anything to add, Tyrone?
I'm so excited right now. I'm talking to my manager right now.
Oh.
Mr. Mangle, can I let's speak to him right now? I'm just excited right now. Could you please hold?
Okay. Tyrone, you had anything to add before what was going on about your CD and everything?
Well, I got two CDs, really. This one is really the second one. This one is mostly for the church and trying to help out the ministry that's going on there. But my main CD is called Breakthrough the Project. And it has original music on there and my original pieces. And it's going to be off the hook, ladies and gentlemen. It's already off the hook. So I just want y'all to, you know, grab a hold on it, give me a call, give a brother a ring-a-ding-ding, and
send the CD to CBS Radio and send it to me because I want to air it. I want to air it.
There you go.
I would have aired it tonight if I was so excited yesterday and then left out without the CD.
Well, the short is in lover's lane, ladies and gentlemen. That's all.
What the heck? What the heck can I say?
What would you do?
Everybody back?
Yes, God bless you.
All right, do you have any questions for our guest, Brother Tyrone?
Well,
this is his manager, Brother Kevin Mingo.
Hello.
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 We
God bless
are so
you.
Glad
Good
to
evening.
Also to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes,
and,
we are.
Yes.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Yes, so Minister James is so excited. He just handed the phone over to me, so here
wow.
I am.
Wow. See, everybody, we get people excited. We are a national radio show, and we're getting people excited. How about that?
Oh, yes.
It's all
yes,
about
Lord.
Giving back. It's all
yes,
about
sir.
Giving back. And there's more to come because we're going to put him on the cable show as well.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. He's a phenomenal talent, I'll tell you. He's my cousin. And, I have the distinct privilege and honor of being his manager. Anyone in the industry would be pleased to manage this man, but he chose me. He prayed the Lord led him to select me to manage him, and I'm thankful. And he's a phenomenal talent. He's not just only talent. This man is anointed. I've seen him not only at a rehearsal, but I've seen him in a church service. And how he just ministers a song. And he came to my church one Sunday morning, and he just sung one song. And there was not, when he got finished, there was not a dry eye in the building.
Really?
I mean, it was just awesome.
Wow.
I think he's gonna be a blessing. This man is gonna be like no other talent. Yes,
well,
sir.
You know what? We soon as we get these stations going, we gotta get a CD play. And Tyrone, I gotta get you the address to BBS Radio again, so that I could so you could get the manager the radio station address because there's a form that has to be filled out. But you fill that form and send in the CD, and they'll play the air. They'll play the song on the air. And also, I will play the song on any radio stations that I'll go on. Matter of fact, I'll be doing a couple of stations pretty soon. I just did WJTV, and I'm about to go on 97.5, so I'll be definitely put the CD out in there. But Tyrone, make sure you get the address to them. Either I'll let you talk to Don, or I'll get the address at a later date.
Okay, great.
No problem. And I'm also going to be helping Minister James also by putting his songs on tape, the cable show called Tyrone Jackson Springfield with the
Great
Dreams. And he said he was going to do some videos and, you know, sing some old traditional gospel. And I'm going to put that on TV as much as possible. So
That's right.
Out there to be blessed.
Yes, sir. I don't think you will not be disappointed. I think there's going to be a great response when you put his music and his DVDs on the air.
Already.
I mean, the tasting is in the pudding. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you won't be disappointed. It's just amazing. We're excited, and you know, you guys, this will be the first radio station that his music will be on, and first cable station that. You know, he'll be seen on, and we're excited.
Whoa.
And we're grateful. We're grateful for the opportunity. We thank you in advance. We really appreciate it.
We thank you.
Now, we had a question for you about, we want to know how long has he been singing opera, and has he been featured in any opera performances in New York, like in Lincoln Center? If it's not happening now, then I claim it's happening or it's going to happen soon. From the way that he was telling me what he's been doing, it's going to happen.
Oh, he's been doing it in the Southeast. I don't think he's been did any operatic performances in New York City, but he's been in a newspaper article. He's appeared in newspaper articles, South Carolina and other parts of the South. He's well known. He already has a following, and people have been asking him for years. You know, when are you going to record? When are you going to record? And finally,
wow,
the Lord has given him the green light to go ahead and do it. And like I said earlier, I have the distinct honor and privilege of just being his manager, and I'm just thankful. And I'm excited for people are going to be blessed, and people are going to be ministered to. This man is highly, not only talented, this man is highly anointed. The hand of God is on his life and on his singing. You know, so I'm very excited. I'm excited. Even for the younger ones coming up in the ministry, I'm excited for what they're going to see in this life and how they may even try to emulate that. And just because the church of God really needs to be ministered to. We're going through, you know, and I'm just excited. Hello?
Wow. I mean, I hear the excitement in your voice. I mean, you two was really excited when you met up with Tyrone. And matter of fact, I was just finding this out today. So this was like a great last minute addition to the show. So we really had to definitely keep in touch because we want to hear some of what he has, you know, for us and what he has for our people as well so that we can put it on the air. And, you know, people are going to be crying out for more.
Yes, I believe they will.
Wow.
But,
you have anything to add, Tyrone?
I'm so excited. My question is, I know you say you're about to go on, you're working in the studio, and you're about to work on the CD. What can people look forward to on the CD? What can they look forward to?
Well, like Minister James said earlier, he really wanted to go back to the hymnal. And what we're working on is doing, initially we're going to do a promotional. We're going to put a few singles on there and circulate it. You know, your radio station being one, and your cable television program being one, but he's going back to the old school, some of the hymnals, and he has some originals, but he prayed and the Lord let him to go back and do some of these old songs and that are still timeless classics as far as we're concerned, and people are still, you know, they're still looking to hear, you know, music like that. It's not what we're hearing now. And I think people are still, like, hungry for it. They're still looking, would like to hear it. That's what we're going to be doing. That's what we're going to be putting out initially.
Now, is he available to give a sample of what we can look forward to? Can he sing a little something?
Oh, can he sing a little something?
Yeah.
Well, hold on for a second. Hold on for one second. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. And while we're doing that, I would just like to let everybody know that the Big D Zone is still looking for help as we are continuing to put on radio shows to help people such as great artists like a minister and everybody who have come on the Big D Zone. So if you could definitely help us out, if you want more information, www.bigdradio.com, www.bigdradio.com. We also have fun, and we had a little blooper there during one of the stars, the first Startober there. So, you know, it's going to happen sometimes. So we just like to have fun. I enjoy doing radio.
Yeah.
I also enjoy doing television, and I am really, really excited when I'm doing something like this and performing. And
yes.
Whether I work behind the camera or in front of the camera, I just love what I do. So.
Yes. Praise
everybody
Lord.
Back?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
All right. You want me to sing a little something?
Yes. Give us a little taste of what they can expect.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. Yeah, yeah. No, no, not one. Yeah. He can heal all your body and diseases. No, not one. Yeah, yeah. No, not one.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
I was
praise
in there
the Lord
again.
Is right.
I was in there again.
Wow.
Sorry.
Whoa, praise the Lord is right. Whoa. Wow.
I'm saying, Sean, that you need to tell everybody 10,000 times to get this man's CD when it comes out.
Yes. You know what? We got to do something right away. I'm about to go on, not this Friday, but next Friday. We got to have some kind of way we can get this guy's CD on the college radio station, or I could put it in my MP3. I could either play it by MP3. I had to end up doing that today. And also,
yes,
when I go on 97.5, and please send the CD over to bbsradio.com because they will air that music. Definitely, after what I just heard, I said, you know what, we got to do something now. And Tyrone, we got to get them, we got to somehow get them involved with the Fellowship Music Ministry.
Oh, yes. That's it.
That's, you know what, with a powerhouse voice like that, excuse me? Woo!
That was just
wow.
Those are the songs that paid the way.
Yeah, so we got a lot. Taro, minister, we got a lot of talking to do and a lot of promoting to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is definitely wow. This is a best Startober that we ever have right here on the Big D Zone. I mean, what you just heard was something so heavenly that we are proud to, you know, see, I'm glad I like all kinds of music and open to everything because this is, oh man. Wow, I could even put this on my MP3 player. Wow.
God bless. Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
Wow.
How it feels when you bless a lot of people. How does that make you feel when you touch a lot of people's lives? How does that feel to you?
Praise the Lord. Well, this is the manager again. He stepped away for a second. He's very
how you feel working with him, or, you know, since the time you've been working with him, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm excited. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I've been in music ministry myself for many, many years, and you know, never got a chance to do something like this. So for me, it's a dream come true. And I'm thankful to God that he just opened his door, gave me this opportunity to do, you know, work with this young man, my cousin. And like I said, I know he's going to be a blessing to many, many people. He's going to be a help. He ministers to me. He ministers to me.
What's your favorite song that he sang? What's your favorite song?
Oh, this is my favorite song. He sung it Sunday. Consecrate Me, Lord.
I'm thine, O Lord.
I mean, I heard him sing before then, but he came to my church and sang, "I'm thine, O Lord," and he just blew everybody away. I mean, when the service was over, people were still walking in a daze, and I was sort of in a daze. I was in a daze. I mean, you just had to be there. You know, I can't even describe it, but I'm happy, and I'm happy for the people he's going to touch. You know,
wow.
I'm very happy for the people he's going to impact.
I'll tell you right now, that is going to be one of the top-selling CDs. I know it for a fact.
Especially
after what we heard.
I would not doubt it. It's just one of them towns. Another thing that's amazing about it is how something like this could have been here for so long and not been discovered. It boggles the mind. But I guess God, He has His own time. He does everything in His time and season. And I believe this is this brother's season that God's going to use him in a great way. And again, we're grateful. You guys are going to be the first. And we don't forget our friends. We'll never forget it. We'll never forget you. And we're thankful for what you guys are doing. And praying that God will bless you. To the
last
moment.
Thank you.
I'm excited about, you know, giving people exposure, because that means a whole lot to me. A lot of people always wondering if I'm getting paid for what I'm doing, when I'm going to get paid. But my most greatest pay is just encouraging and giving people hope and opportunity just to get exposure. That's my greatest pay of them all.
Yes.
Minister, or should I say manager, let me tell you something about Tyrone. Tyrone, he is very, very faithful in what he does. He has been faithful to Breakthrough. I've been working with this brother for 4 years. And every time we get into a new market like Jersey City, and we're trying to get a date set for Irvington, and we're trying to get him on two national networks, I think Breakthrough not only has what it takes to launch your client out there, as such as this radio show, but Breakthrough has what it takes to launch out into the deep, do shows such as relationship shows, educational shows, political shows, entertainment shows. Breakthrough has what it takes with this brother, and since Queen Lisa, I mean, with those two powerhouses, Breakthrough is going to be on the map. And now you guys are now sitting in the forefront of what is going to be the most, and it already is, the most hottest talked about television show and radio show here is Breakthrough in the Big D Zone. So, Tyrone, thank you so very much for being faithful to this cause. I just want to let the manager know that your client is in good hands, not only with God, but the best faithful worker there is today.
Yes. Thank God.
Do you know the future plans for what's ahead for you two guys? Do you know what kind of plans you want to pursue?
Well, actually, that's still in the works. You know, we right now we're just focusing on the rehearsing and putting together this
promotional CD and having it distributed. But we you know, we're brainstorming and kicking around ideas and praying and trying to decide which direction we want to go. I could see him on tour with some of the famous televangelists that are out there, the famous preachers that are out there doing crusades around the world. I could see, you know, we've talked about that. We could see that happening because his music and his ministry is in tune with what some of these people are doing. So we could see that happening. As a matter of fact, when we put together the CD, we're going to contact them and talk with them and let them sample, you know, some of the music and go from there. But that's still in the work. I mean, I think there's so many things we could do, but we're talking and we're praying to try to get direction from God.
Let me tell you, when they hear him, they're going to flood your phone. You're like, what? They're going to flood your phone.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. You
wow.
know, because I told them we have to prepare ourselves for that, you know, and not try not to be overwhelmed. You know, I can just see great things. God doing great things in his brother's ministry. I'll tell you, it's like God he's giving me a glimpse of his brother's future, and it's very bright. And I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the body of Christ, because they're going to be blessed. You know, they don't have no idea what's coming. There's a blessing coming their way. God raised this young man up to bless them.
Wow.
You know, especially I think it's especially on time like now. We're really going through, the economy's down. You know, unemployment is up, and you know, people need to be encouraged. They need to be strengthened. They need to be ministered to. And I believe God has raised him up for this time to speak to these people. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
And you just brought me into a great question. As far as the topic part of the show is, we are doing a voter campaign, and I said in the show at WJTV that there are people early voting now, like in Miami and several other cities that are early voting. I congratulate them for doing a great job in early voting. One of my influence, my radio influence, Michael Baisden, he early voted. And for those people that are waiting on November 4th, now I want to encourage those that are haven't made up their mind on as to voting or not. What can you say to persuade to those who have not decided yet to go to the polls on November 4th, or even for those who haven't gone to early vote to do so?
Oh, what can I say? I've been watching the news. They talked about this going to be a record voter turnout, and lines are going to be extremely long. And actually, a couple days ago, I went and voted early myself just to avoid those lines. So. You know, I advise people they want to avoid lines and just go check with the election commission, find out whether or not they can vote early, and I'm quite sure they can. I didn't know whether or not I could do it, but I went and found out I could, and I voted a couple days ago, and I'm glad I did. I'm excited about that too. It's history in the making.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying that it is history in this year's election, because whether we're going to have our first black president or we're going to have our first vice woman president. So it's history,
exactly.
Either which way it goes. But I'm really pushing forward to the first one.
Okay, all right. Same here, too. But whatever you do, if your state or city is early voting, please go out to the polls. Go out to the polls and vote. Congratulations, Michael Basin, for doing early voting. And also, for those who are waiting for November 4th, please go out and vote. And I'm going to go out and vote before I go to 97, either before I go up to 97.5 or after the show. But no matter what I do, I'm going to go and vote because I want to make sure my voice is heard. So you make sure your voice is heard. And one of the questions for you is, one of the topic questions is for you. How do you feel when your music saves somebody, when somebody said that they want to come to Christ?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. How does it feel when somebody came to Christ because of your client's music?
I felt wonderful. Matter of fact, that this happened to me. A famous football player, Doc Rivers, that played, I believe, for one of the famous basketball teams of New York. I sung at his sister's funeral some years ago, back in high school. And a young man that's really a renowned preacher today saw me and remembered me and said, I came to Christ through your singing of that summer song, Never Grow Old. During that time, Reach Frank that came out with Never Grow Old, and I've done it at a funeral, and he came to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Wow, that is awesome.
And
I know
so
that touched y'all both. I know that touched y'all both really good.
I didn't go over that again.
I know that touched y'all both really good.
Yes.
Wow. You have anything to add, Tyrone?
I can barely so much enjoy this interview. I'm just, right now, I don't have no questions at the moment, but I'll let you go ahead and ask some more questions, and if I have one, you know, I'll come right on in.
All right.
Well,
of course, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tyrone Jackson of Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough with Sister Lisa Christian. Now, you said your client has been on newspapers. He's been featured in different reviews. How did it make you feel when you first read the paper and your client is in there?
I can barely hear you that well on this phone.
Yeah, I'll repeat the question. How does it feel when your client gets reviewed in the papers, or your client, one of your client's CDs just made the papers, you know, for doing a good job or something like that? How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. I can't even express how it feels. Right now, I can just smile and I'm just so elated right now about what's happening and about the whole talk on the radio. I just don't know what to do with myself right now. But I thank God, amen, for this opportunity.
Do you see you working with any gospel artists that are out now? Do you see yourself working with any of them?
Yes. I believe I can work with Yolanda Adams, Johnny McClurkland, Hezekiah Walker. I believe I can work with those guys. Even Shirley Caesar herself. I believe
Whoa.
I can, yes.
Wow.
Right. Do you see y'all going to Tiffany Hall, the Apollo, New Jersey Performer Arts Center? Have you ever thought about going there?
I can envision myself even singing for the Queen of Elizabeth. I really can, because I do opera, and I can see myself doing that. I want to do some gospel in opera as far as the Lord's Prayer and as probably Precious Lord, I wanted to revive some of those, as many did with all of my steps. I want to be just versatile. I just don't want to stay in the traditional. I want to, you know, venture out a little bit more into the operatic field also.
Wow, that would be a good concept.
Yes, I thank the Lord for that because I did quite a few offers. Like I did my debut offer at Coke College with Gwendolyn Bradley. And I just thank the Lord for it. With my professor of music, Professor Jackson, Jeff Matta is one that played for me when I sung from the Handel and the Bach and the Messiah. And I did some English opera. I'm what you call a counter tenor for opera, which is basically about two octaves higher than a first tenor in a natural range.
Wow, you got a lot of talent.
That's really impressive.
Repeat, sir. Hello?
Who, me? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying that was very impressive. You know, the hair and those things. What kind of encouraging word would you give to those listeners right now who's listening if they want to pursue their dreams? What kind of encouraging word would you offer them?
I would just tell them to go with your heart. If singing is something that you really want to do, continue to press forth in that. Continue to seek God concerning it. Continue to let that be your dream that come true, because that's your only way of happiness, your only way of joy, is when you're doing those things that are honest within your heart, especially your talents.
That is true. I hope y'all was listening, y'all. Those who got wax in your ears, clean it out.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I would encourage them to do that. You know, don't sit, you know, and fold up and wait for someone to just come along. I stayed there, even though when it seemed like it was hard, when it seemed like I was, you know, ridiculed and rejected, you know, pushed aside, I stayed there. And I believe that one day God will bring my season to pass. And I believe this is my season. As they say, everyone else had their turn. So now I believe this is my turn. This is my season. And I'm glorifying God in it.
Wow. We are glad to be part of that season with you and helping your client to realize his dream. And it's an honor. Matter of fact, before we get ready to leave you until the recording next Friday, do you have any way that you could get the listeners of this program could get a CD, or do you have a website that our listeners could log on to?
I can let my manager answer that better than I could at this time. He's sitting right here. Could you hold, please? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just asked your client, is there a website that our listeners can tune in, can log on to for any information about your client?
Not at this time, but in the near future, we will have a website that they can visit. But right now, we don't have a website. We're so absorbed in trying to put together a promotional CD. We really haven't even talked about that. We haven't even thought about that. We're so excited and involved in doing a CD, but that's going to happen in the near future.
Okay.
And when that stuff happens, we'll let you know, and you can
yes.
let you know give the information to your listeners, and they can log on. But
yes, please do. So well, it's almost just about almost the top of the hour here in the East Coast and in the West Coast. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Carol, do you have any encouraging words before we say sayonara, as they say? Carol?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm just...
there he goes again. Very excited.
Can you hold on to the key, talk to the guests a minute? I got to do something real quick.
Yeah, sure. Well, why don't I do this? I'm going to say is, including myself, we both need to keep the faith. because a lot of things that are going on, especially with the economy and everything that is going on, try to bog us down. And, I mean, even Tyrone was encouraged me last night when we was doing a shooting that Facebook got worse is dead. So we got to keep showing our faith so we could let it be revived, because God works on faith, and I got to remember that as well. So we must not give up. Now is not the time to give up now. So I would like to say thank you, Minister, for being a guest on the Big D Zone. And Tyrone, are you ready with your encouraging words?
Thank you so much.
My encouraging word is, if you change your way of thinking, then you can change your way of life.
And, Minister?
Thank you so much.
Minister, you were saying something?
Well, I thank you for this opportunity, and we will stay in contact with one another. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this Startober. We'd like to thank Minister. And please, when this CD comes out, my website will have all the information at www.bigdradio.com. Also, you'll be able to see him on Tyrone Jazz's Breakthrough with Sister the Queen, Sister Lisa Christian. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say that we are going to have a guest. We are trying to do a pre-recording so that the show will come on the 31st, which is next Friday. I have something very important to do with Tyrone Dash's Breakthrough, which is going to happen next Friday evening. So there will be a guest. The guest is Sister Abigail. She referred to be called Miss Abigail. She's a jazz and gospel artist. She has her CD, and she will be our guest for the holiday we call Halloween on the Big D Zone. That's why I said it, Halloween. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. And if you want to help the Big D Zone, please go to my website, www.bigdradio.com, www.bigdradio.com. Don't forget to vote. It's 2 weeks before the election. Don't forget to vote. And those are early votes. Huh?
I'm sorry, one more thing. I have to go, but I would like to say the Breakthrough website is www.thebestbreakthroughtv.com. That again is www.bestbreakthroughtv.com.
All right, that's the host of Tyrone Dash's Breakthrough. Thank you so very much, Tyrone, and thank you so very much, Minister. We are glad that you have came and stopped by the Big D Zone, and we are getting ready to go out there. But until the week, either the week following Tuesday, I will be on another radio station unless you help me out. You got to help me out if you want me to come back on bbsradio.com on another Friday, because you never know what you're going to hear in the Big D Zone. So please help out. This is the Prince Big D on behalf of my guest and on behalf of Tyrone Dash's Breakthrough with Sister Lisa Christian. We are out. Show you.
Good night, y'all.